Derek Carr is hanging him up. After 11 years, the veteran quarterback decided to retire. He announced this on Saturday here. He said, upon reflection of prayer and in discussion with Heather, that's his wife, I've decided to retire from the National Football League. For more than 11 years, we've been incredibly blessed, and we're forever grateful and humbled by this experience. It's difficult to find the right words to express our thanks to all the teammates, coaches, management, ownership, team officials, and especially the fans who made this journey so special. Your unwavering support has meant the world to us. Well, this is an interesting one. Carr has a labral tear and degenerative changes to his rotator cuff. And instead of opting for a potential long road in terms of surgery, he decided to retire. And it's fascinating for a number of reasons. He's giving up $30 million in fully guaranteed pay. That was going to be his base salary for this season. He's not going to get that. And he leaves a depth chart that is very, very thin. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but I did at least want to do a retrospective of Derek Carr's career. It wasn't a Hall of Fame career. Nobody's ever going to claim that, but it wasn't a bad career. You know, there were stretches where he was kind of like a mid-range starter. And let's be really clear about that as well. Today, maybe there aren't a lot of starting jobs open. We know the Pittsburgh Steelers need a quarterback. Now, obviously, the Saints quarterback situation is a little dicey, and there are a few others that we could get into, the Jets, a few others. But regardless, there seem to be more capable starting quarterbacks in this era of the National Football League than a decade ago when Derek Carr started. You know, and I think being that mid-range level starter, like if you're like the 15th, 16th, 17th best starter, that was a pretty good thing. You know, you weren't necessarily kidding yourself at quarterback. He had a few 4,000-yard seasons. In fact, he posted four straight in his time with the Raiders. He capped that with 4,804 passing yards in 2021, but he was never much of a touchdown producer. His second season yielded his highest touchdown number, 32, 13 interceptions that season. And otherwise, then he really never kind of approached those numbers again. He was a mid-20s type touchdown producer, didn't miss a lot of games, you know, very durable until the very end of the career here. And, you know, overall, fairly solid. Never great. That included for fantasy. He was kind of a super flex option for most of that time. Maybe you'd look down at the end of the season, he'd finish QB 11, 12, 13, but never really gave you those splash weeks that you were looking for throughout the course of the season. But overall, a decent career. And what's fascinating here is obviously, you know, we know his brother is a big what if. His brother was a significantly better prospect, David, coming into the league, than Derek was. And yet, when you look down at it, Derek ends up having the better career. David was truly ruined by that offensive line early in his career in Houston and just kind of never was able to get beyond that. So it is fascinating to see that he had this better career. But ultimately, that's kind of it. A fond farewell to Derek Carr. And that takes one of those guys off the board entirely here. Now, we go to New Orleans, and oh boy, Saints fans, we have some work to do. On paper, the New Orleans Saints are one of the worst depth charts to my eyes. They are thin in a lot of places, or if they aren't thin, they're old. Like I look at running back, Alvin Kamara's old now. For running back, he's old. Not for human being, but for running back, he's old. Then you have a lackluster option in Kendre Miller, a kind of middling guy in Devin Neal in terms of this class. A whole bunch of bodies, by the way, in that backfield. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jordan Mims, Velus Jones, and the list goes on. But really nothing that pops beyond Kamara at this point. You have Taysom Hill getting up there, and who knows when he'll actually be healthy. You know, you don't really have much beyond him. I mean, I guess Juwan Johnson's okay. At wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. I mean, again, age. Chris Olave is fine, but he can't stay healthy. And Rashid Shaheed showed some injury woes last year as well. Your offensive line got thinned out a little bit. I mean, they did draft Kelvin Banks Jr. to be sort of the future of the offensive line. And I like that pick, by the way. I have no issue with that pick. But the question mark comes into play really at quarterback. They have three quarterbacks currently on their roster. Tyler Shuck, who they picked in the second round of this year's draft, Spencer Rattler, who they picked in the fifth round of last year's draft, and Jake Haener, who was a fourth-round selection in 2023. We know what we're going to get with Haener and Rattler. And I think really Rattler's going to end up being a career number two, like a backup quarterback over the course of his career. And by the way, for me, that's not a knock. I think a backup quarterback is a very, very, very important thing to have. And I think he'll be a decent enough one over the course of his career. I don't know if Jake Haener can be anything more than the three. So the question then is, can Tyler Shuck be an actual viable starting quarterback in the NFL? There are things to like about Tyler Shuck. There are. You know, he looks the part. Like, I saw him in person at the combine, and I will tell you, I also saw somebody like Dillon Gabriel. Does not look like a quarterback. I mean, obviously he's very skilled, but he's small. Tyler Shuck looks like a quarterback. That's part of the battle, but can he play like a quarterback is the question. You may have seen some of the clips from the college level. You may have seen that one infamous throw at the combine. He is far from perfect. And in fact, there are times where he makes Will Levis level decisions, and that's not a good thing with the football. And that sort of thing is going to get you in major trouble in the NFL. There is a very real scenario where Shuck is the starter this year, and next year they're drafting a quarterback again. That very likely could happen. A lot of people are connecting the dots to Arch Manning because, of course, the history with Archie Manning. But let's put it this way. From a fantasy standpoint, the only viability for Tyler Shuck is in Superflex as your number three quarterback, and there are no guarantees he makes it through the entire season as a starter. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he shows up and is actually a revelation, a breath of fresh air, and ends up looking like a steal where they took him in the second round. I hope it happens. I'm not betting on that. This hurts the outlook for Chris Olave. It doesn't devastate the outlook, by the way. It doesn't devastate. We have seen plenty of receivers perform moderately well with bad quarterback play. You know, like Brock Bowers last year. I mean, granted, a tight end, but still, pass catcher performed really well despite bad quarterback play. It can happen. And Olave figures to see a lot of work, even with Brandon Cooks there. Brandon Cooks isn't viable. We know that. I don't mind Shuck for Rashid Shaheed. Like, I don't think it really moves the needle one way or the other because Shuck does have a big arm. So Shaheed, you know, can utilize that downfield. But overall, you know, this does not make me particularly bullish for Olave. This does not make me particularly bullish for the Saints as a whole. At least we do have the question answered now, but we're kind of now in wait and see. We'll evaluate Tyler Shuck, but he's going to be, you know, one of the very bottom of the barrel of the 32 quarterbacks who we project as a starter. If he isn't ranked at 32 when it's all said and done, he's going to be 30 or 31. Not good. All right, hey, do me a favor, go check out ftnfantasy.com, and if you're interested in getting an NFL Pro subscription where you get all the goods, including the Rookie Fantasy Scouting Guide, updated rankings, projections, tools galore, proprietary stats like DVOA, premium article content, and of course, access to the Discord community where you can talk directly to me. We can chop it up about fantasy football strategy and so much more. Use that promo code RATPACK for 10% off. Seriously, use that promo code. And of course, follow along with me on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe, and on Instagram, at Jeff Ratcliffe. Art will be back soon when news breaks for another one.